It is Hooray for Coaches Day, powered by Fontaine Source for Sports. One of the coaches being profiled is Deb Quinlan of Special Olympics. She spoke with our very own Graham Elliott.
So let's talk about, first of all, Special Olympics in itself. Tell me about what can you tell me about Special Olympics, what they're all about, why they exist?
Okay, so we have a Special Olympics for people with intellectual exceptionalities, ranging from age 8 all the way up to 65. Actually, we have a couple of 68-year-olds bowlers. And Special Olympics provides a forum for our athletes to participate at a ground level for sports. And then they have that opportunity to go to a provincials, nationals, or worlds. But basically, it's all about having fun, making friendships, and really belonging to a family of athletes.
Yeah. How did you get involved in Special Olympics?
So my daughter Casey was 8 years old. I was a swimmer, previous swimmer, and I swim now, but I thought I would get her involved in Special Olympics swimming. It was one of my loves of life, a sport, and so I got Casey involved. And at that point, we were at the old Y, and one of the head coaches had stepped down at that point, and Bill Strode, who was the coordinator of Special Olympics in Peterborough at the time, asked if I would take on the head coach because I had a background in swimming. And so that was the start of my Special Olympics coaching. I never turned back. It was just the most rewarding thing I've ever done.
It sounds like you've grown from just the swimming, of course, as you mentioned, a bunch of other sports that you help coach as well.
Yeah, so I coached Special Olympics swimming, and then I got involved in the soccer, because Casey loves soccer, so I got involved in coaching soccer. And then in 2019, we started, I saw a need after going to the Nationals with our soccer team. I saw a need for women's soccer, so I approached the Ontario, Special Olympics Ontario, and asked if they would consider having women's team. And so that fall they had a competition at the Ontario Soccer Club, and Shauna Good and myself brought a team from Peterborough, and as far as that goes, what we came out of that was the first team ever to go to the Worlds this year. Yeah.
Let's talk about Peterborough itself, and we know that it's a smaller community. That just means that the number of people with exceptionalities shines a little bit more in a community this size. We have baseball teams, we have Special Olympics, we have hockey teams. Where would we be if we didn't have this kind of organization available to be able to participate in sports like this?
Well, actually, I think Special Olympics, Challengers, baseball, all these special programs for people with special needs, it just enriches our community. Like the people in our community are touched, are inspired by our athletes. I think it is an inspiration to all the people in Peterborough. And then you see how communities, businesses, and the police force stand behind our athletes and believe in us. They believe in what they can do, and that's what's so exciting, is because they are inspired by our athletes. So I think Special Olympics and Challenger Baseball has really added so much inspiration to this community and so much appreciation for the love of true sport.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Thanks, Deb.
You're welcome. Thank you.